Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I am Maceo, your host.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
So I'm in the podcast room. We are getting closer to the end of the teen session. And when the teen session ends, we lose some of our valuable team members. So I'm trying to get all the staff in here before that happens. So this is getting to know our Enchanted Hills Camp staff 2017 Everything EHC podcast. I have three of our team members in here and I want some introductions. Go.
Evan talking here. So my name is Evan. I'm 19 years old. I came all the way from Paris, France, to help you guys here.
What is your role here at Enchanted Hills?
I'm a counselor.
Perfect. And what is that? What is it again?
Counselor.
Counselor. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making it clear for everybody. Nice. Okay. And who are you?
I'm Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco. I am also 19. First time as a counselor here. I've been here all summer.
All summer. And?
And, yeah.
How are you affiliated with EHC? How do you know about it?
I have a thing called a brother.
Yeah, that happens.
And he has been coming to camp. I think this is his sixth year, and I've always been meaning to come because he says it's amazing and whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's whatever. So I've finally found the time this summer to be able to work here.
Perfect.
It's been like a dream.
Oh, almost. Nice. Almost. We'll get to that. Yeah. There you go. And then next.
Dear Rich, Nadine is Anam Dum, August Tom on a Saster, a vet in AHC. So that means in English, because I'm from Ireland. Hi, my name is Nadine, and I'm delighted to be at EHC.
That is wonderful. You're not the first person to speak in their native tongue. I can't even speak right now, which is awesome. I love that when people express themselves in the language that they feel comfortable expressing themselves in. Because I can barely do it in English. So, Nadine, how long have you been here at Enchanted Hills?
I am 3.5 weeks now. So, I'm from Dublin, Ireland. I came over for a few sessions at camp, and I'm going home in a few days. And it has just gone so quickly.
It goes by pretty quickly, doesn't
it? Sure does.
And so, what session did you get? What sessions have you gotten since you've been here? I can't remember.
I got here just at the beginning of Family Camp 2.
Okay.
I've done Youth 1 and now Youth 2.
Okay, perfect. And you've wanted to come here for a while.
I sure have. The plans have been ongoing for the past 10 years. I am not 19, as my two colleagues are here. We'll just leave it at that.
That's good enough.
And eventually, after 10 years, the dream has come true.
Nice. You've been communicating with Tony for a while about it,
haven't
you?
Sure have. Yeah. Met Tony in Lighthouse 10 years ago.
So it's you've been really trying hard to get here.
I sure have.
What do you do in Ireland?
So we have a similar camp, very different in some ways and very similar in other ways. So it's interesting to kind of exchange information and be here. I lead the LIT program. So it's the equivalent of your CIT program, but instead of counselor, we call it leader.
Gotcha.
So our leaders are 16 and 17, and I run that program in Ireland.
Nice. Is it a camp then?
It sure is. It's a 1 week residential camp for vision impaired children from across Ireland, the whole country.
And is it in the city or is it in the rural area?
We have different locations. So the past few years we have basically moved into an outdoor education center. So it's pretty rural. I mean, there's sheep. There's a few of us.
There's a bunch of sheep in Ireland.
There's a few of us, and there's no cell reception. There's no outside world.
No internet.
No internet. So we have a good camp, and then, you know, you can go back to the real world afterwards.
How many students at a time? How many campers?
This year was our largest camp. We had 40 aged between 10 and 14, and we had 3 CITs.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all super, it's all super good information. I like it. I hadn't actually got to talk to you too much about this, so I'm learning stuff myself. So now tell me about your EHC experience, just the broad range of it. No, you.
Oh,
you.
We're back
gonna,
to
we're
me.
Just going, yeah, we're just going all Nadine. This is the Nadine hour right now.
Hogging the mic.
Yeah. No, I definitely, you know, you can be specific, but I'm interested in your broad thought on Enchanted Hills Camp since you've been here for those sessions.
So dissimilar to Sharon, I wasn't here for the whole summer. I didn't have the staff training and, you know, the get to know each other time. So pretty much like Evan, actually, I just kind of arrived and slotted into the next session. And I am blind. I have light perception only. So navigating around was my first task. And then finding out about the program, the different areas, and then just getting to know the counselors and the different area leaders and stuff. So I pretty much hit the ground running. I didn't do jet lag, which was quite interesting.
I didn't. Just because you were cramming. You got here and you just had to cram. Just
yep.
like names, people, orientation, all of those things.
Just
immediately.
Hit the road, yeah.
You totally did it. Seemed like you had been here before. I really did. I thought you'd been here before.
Maybe in a previous life.
Yeah.
Or maybe I've just been studying up for the past 10 years. Either way.
What do you like? What's going on here that you love at EHC?
I love that the counselors are, some of the counselors, are vision impaired. I love the role model that we can show the campers, and especially people that have been previous campers and have returned, so that they get to go full circle.
Perfect. Any favorite activity at Enchanted Hills Camp?
Ooh, that's a toughie. I really enjoy some of the evening programs. I think that's very good to get an all camp experience.
Yes.
And to enjoy different activities that maybe the campers wouldn't usually do and show different talents that they have.
Excellent. Would you consider coming back and working with us?
I'm not considering it because I'm not sure I'm going home. I've found a few spots that might be useful as hideouts.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. You're staying in the treehouse? Is that what's going on?
Shh.
Okay.
Don't give away my spot.
Nadine, it has been an honor to have you here. One of 11 international people that we've got to work with.
Flying the flag.
Yeah. And man, it's just been so amazing. I keep using the same expressions and the same words to describe how awesome it is to work with this team of people. It's definitely been the best team I've ever worked with. And again, amazing that Tony can put together a team of people from all over the world, from different walks of life, different ages, and put us all together, and somehow we can run this camp successfully and make it fun. You're a great spirit to have here. It's been awesome working with you, getting to know you. Do you have anything you want to tell the world out there? Any shout outs or anything? This is your time.
Come visit Ireland.
There, yeah, okay. I have. It's awesome. All right, Sharon.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Nadine. Thank you for sharing and archiving. When we're 50 years old, we'll get to listen to this and remember what it was like when Nadine was here. Sharon, tell us your overall EHC experience. You went through staff training with us. You have pretty much done the whole sequence. Tell us your overall Enchanted Hills Camp experience. What do you got? Do you need a more specific question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
A general answer would be it like exceeded expectations.
Okay. Yeah. So it went beyond what you had anticipated coming into it. Yeah. What were some challenges for you?
Interacting with mostly visually impaired people, like all around, all the time. You pick up on things really quickly, what to do, what not to do sometimes.
Yeah, and you have your vision.
Yes.
You're one of the few. We talked to Haley yesterday who has her vision. What's it like being a visual person at a blind and visually impaired camp?
It's a minority.
Yeah, that's what she said too. Did you feel like sometimes our campers didn't listen to you as much or want you to contribute to the blind discussions as much, or did you just avoid it altogether?
If people didn't know, they never
asked.
They never asked, because they always just assume that staff are visually impaired, and then they're like surprised that I'm not. But you had another part of the question.
Oh yeah, I don't even remember what it was, because so those were challenges. What we
contributions?
Remember.
Contributions. Yes, I feel like they don't want my contributions.
Yeah. There you go. You have to choose it wisely. Do you have any favorite activities? You're scheduled different stations, different areas throughout the day. What are some of the things that you worked closely with this summer?
I learned how to teach archery, which is very cool. I really like it. I'm not even good at archery, but I like teaching it more than I'm doing
it. It's empowering, isn't it?
Yeah.
Super cool.
I also love hiking.
Nice.
And activities. I really like to do nothing sometimes. Sure. So I'd say just chilling with counselors is something I really enjoy doing. I wish we had more time to do that, really.
That's nice, because that you say that, because I've commented that we do this staff training and we become close team members, and we're all hanging out together and we kind of get sick of each other, and it's just really intense, and we do all this team building and have to do all these exercises to learn how to get ready for camp, and then camp starts and I only get to see 3 or 4 of the 20 people throughout the whole summer, and all of a sudden we're just so busy we don't get to see anybody. So I would totally agree that sometimes it's nice just to chill out with our staff members and get to know them. Wish we had more time for that as well. What are you taking away from Enchanted Hills this summer?
Oh.
First of all, I'm going to comment.
Questions.
While you think about that, I'm going to say that Sharon plays the piano and sight reads. I'm getting right. You can read music pretty good. Is that what I'm getting?
I can read music. All right.
Yeah. She's been sitting in the kiva playing the piano beautifully for several days. She likes to take her time on her own and come down here and play. I've appreciated that, just coming in and hearing music in the kiva, being played, is a really cool thing. So thank you for sharing your piano playing with us.
Thank you.
It's been nice having you in the kiva, sharing your jams with us. So what was my question? Oh, what are you taking away from Enchanted Hills Camp this summer?
A full-on camp experience. I've never gone to real summer camp before. It was always summer school.
Gotcha.
So this was something I've only heard about. People talk about staying in cabins and cooking on campfires sometimes and having camp songs, which I thought were really annoying. But they grew on me too.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm really glad I got to do this for the whole duration of the summer. I think it's different having it just for 1 week versus actually living it every day.
Yep.
Eating it, walking it,
sleeping it.
Yeah.
Dirtying it.
Sweating it.
Dusting it. Yeah, exactly. For those of you who don't know, we start at 8 in the morning and we work till 10 at night. That's just how we roll.
Woo!
Well, I start at 6:45, 7:45 to 8. With radio with these kids, sometimes we have to be here earlier, 7:30. I don't know. What time are you starting, Nadine? You showing up at 9 or something? You're like, you start at 8? Wait, what time are we supposed to start? Are we a team? Who's working here? Sharon, you've been really helpful to me. You've helped out even just cleaning up the dirty bathrooms and all the things that people don't want to do. You've even been helpful doing those things and being helpful again. Another great team member. I totally appreciate you and what you've done for Enchanted Hills. And I'm glad we were able to give you, Enchanted Hills Camp was able to give you an unforgettable experience. So
thank you, Mason.
No, thank you, Sharon.
I love doing pretty much everything. Even if I complained about it.
It's okay. I complained about stuff
too.
Yeah, exactly. If we're rolling our eyes, it's okay.
Yeah.
It happens. All right. So finally, we're back to Evan.
That's right.
What were you doing again this year?
A counselor.
Nice.
I'm counseling.
Counseling.
That's how we do
it. It's the emphasis that we like, I think. on the syllable. Evan, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
Yeah, two weeks so
what's
far.
Your overall experience? You also have sight. How did you get here from France? Let's start there.
Well, booked a plane ticket from Paris to San Francisco airport.
Okay. I mean, Enchanted Hills, your mom, something.
Yeah, it's like that. I know two boys who came here as counselors between 2005 and 2007, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talked to me about this place and everything, and I was really interested from the beginning. And then I talked to Tony. We sent each other emails for a few weeks, and then I booked my plane ticket and I came here.
And give me your take on what were your expectations getting here, and how did you feel after you got here and you realized what was going on?
Well, I didn't have. It was my first time, you know, in the blind community, and so I didn't know what to expect. And it was also my first time in summer camp, as I'm from France, and I barely heard stories about it because we don't have this in France. Mm-hmm. So it was really a new experience, all new for me.
Yeah.
But it was like really, I got to learn new things and speaking to new people every day, which I really appreciated. Sometimes it was hard for me because, you know, even for people from America, sometimes it could be hard just to get to talk to people and don't know how to do this. And for me, as it's not my first language, sometimes it was hard. But I think I made it. So
you did make it. How did you feel about working with and around and co-working with visually impaired and blind people for your first time then? How did that go for you?
Well, that went great for me.
Yeah? You like us?
Yeah, I like everybody here. No, it's been really, really great. Yeah, as you say, to Sharon, sometime I had campers like they didn't know that I wasn't visually impaired.
Yeah.
So randomly just riding a horse. Are you visually impaired? No, I'm not. And then I look at them and they'd be thinking like,
they're thinking
may
about
I
it.
Reconsider?
Perfect.
It's great.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Any activities, things that you've done here that you haven't done before that you really enjoyed that you think fit here or that you really like doing?
Well, I liked going on the hikes with Tim, our Australian friend. It was really enlightening, like getting to know like all the Californian nature and things like that.
Yeah.
And hanging out by the pool and, of course, talking to everybody here, getting to know everybody.
The people.
Yeah, the people. It's all about the people here.
It really is. We provide all of these accessible activities for the people. Do you know what I mean? To facilitate the fun. It's about the campers. Mm-hmm. The hardest lesson I learned up here was, well, I'll just tell them myself, I made a selfish decision and the camper suffered because I wasn't there to put the program on. And that was the hardest, easiest lesson to learn, because once I learned that it's about the campers, you can forget about everything else, because we just need them to be happy. What a good lesson for me that was, and I'm happy that it happened in the first year, you know what I'm saying? Because now it gave me a fresh perspective on all these years later on knowing that it doesn't matter how frustrated Nadine or Sharon made me, still about the campers. There was no frustration this year. Come on. I got all the rest I needed and ate all my meals. Trust me. Okay, Evan, tell us, what are you going to take away from Enchanted Hills Camp?
Well, I'm going to take great memories. Great, great memories. Maybe some friends, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I look forward to coming back to here.
Yeah, you're going to try to come back?
Yeah, I'm going to try to come back. I'm going to try to do... involve myself in the French community too, so maybe talk to people that could want to be here and experience anything like that.
Super
so
cool.
That's what I'm looking forward to do when I come back to France. Contact some organization in French.
Perfect. That sounds outstanding. Well, again, thank you all for joining us here on Everything EHC. It's been a pleasure working with you, having you here at Enchanted Hills Camp. I hope we can stay in contact, and I hope that we can look at this, listen to this in the future and keep it as, you know, some closure of our summer and some good memories, because this was a great time getting to know you guys and being part of, it's just, it really gets weird for me. I get emotional. I'll sit in the radio room by myself and cry. Listen to Charlie Puth and get all upset. So on behalf of our staff and myself, thank you for listening to Everything EHC, your summertime fun podcast. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. And there's plenty more podcasting happening. It's not over yet. We still have two or three more sessions happening. And I got some more teens on deck for today and tomorrow. So we will be keeping this rolling on Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.